The calendar may be changing. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That is the calendar for presidential primaries. The Democratic National Committee's rules panel just approving a plan backed by President Biden that's drawn some criticism from fellow Democrats.
After the president called on South Carolina to jump New Hampshire as the first primary for the Democrats after the Iowa caucus, New Hampshire elected leaders from his own party are speaking out.
We're disappointed in the president's letter. We will continue to abide by New Hampshire law, and I hope that the committee gets this resolved.
That's New Hampshire Congresswoman Annie Custer. Senator Maggie Hassan calls the proposal, quote, deeply misguided, and says her state will continue to be first in the nation.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The president says the party should make diversity more of a priority. New Hampshire has a state law requiring a first-in-the-nation primary. The DNC Rules Committee voting to make South Carolina first in February, followed by New Hampshire and Nevada 3 days later, then Georgia and Michigan on separate days also in February. A late surge on Wall Street, but a mixed finish overall. The Dow up 33 points at the closing bell after losing ground for much of the session with a stronger than expected jobs report, stirring more inflation worry.
We've learned that the economy added 263,000 jobs in November. And we've now created 10.5 million jobs since I took office.
However, the total number of people who have a job or are looking for one remains below pre-pandemic levels, a shortfall of workers that's adding to wage and inflation pressure. The second sex crimes trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein is now in the hands of a jury. After a lunch break, they'll be deliberating in L.A. Weinstein facing rape and sexual assault charges involving four accusers there. He's already serving a 23-year sentence in a New York case. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The FBI director is raising national security concerns about TikTok, warning during a speech that control of the popular video sharing app is in the hands of a Chinese government that doesn't share our values. This amid reports that China may be using the app to meddle in U.S. elections.
Chinese state media is the one posting these videos that attack U.S. politicians. The post ramped up to the midterm election, making it clear that China was trying to use this as a way to get in the middle of it. Forbes reports that these TikTok accounts are being run by the propaganda arm of the Chinese government and have gained millions of followers and tens of millions of views. TikTok says they're working on a policy that would fix this problem, but say it's not an issue unique to their platform, pointing to similar content posted to YouTube and Facebook.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn on Capitol Hill, where some Republicans are still waiting for TikTok to answer a previous request for information about its handling of user data. Children's clothing sets made by Bentex are being recalled over a possible lead poisoning hazard.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission recalling the sets featuring Disney characters, which were sold at places like TJ Maxx, Ross, DD's Discount, Burlington, also on Amazon, between November 2021 and August of this year. The top end legging or short sets feature 9 different screen printed Disney characters, including Minnie Mouse and Baby Yoda.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Customers being encouraged to stop using the clothes immediately. Contact Bentex for a refund. Just getting word of an arrest in the death of rapper Takeoff in Houston. He was the youngest member of the Grammy nominated group Migos, shot outside a bowling alley after a private party last month. Police now say the shooting followed a dispute over a game of ice and that Takeoff was an innocent bystander. The suspect, 33-year-old Patrick Clark, charged with murder. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.